So we're looking at the St. Vrain Valley here. We're east of Highway 36, and all the land that we're looking at here, well, a great deal of it is owned by Boulder County Parks and Open Space. So it's all the surface is open and protected. Right now, we're looking at cows that are grazing out in one of the big pastures here.
Dana Bovey
And
has been taking
there, just
photos
like
of
open
eagles
space and
in
mountain
this
parks of
part
the
of Boulder
Boulder County
County
Parks
for
and Open Space
years.
also
It's part of an
utilizes
ongoing study that
cattle
he's involved with,
for
documenting
range
the eagles in
management. And
Boulder.
so basically, in the past month, we've been watching the two fledglings, the two young eaglets that were raised here, and that just looks like they left to go on their own routes, their own journeys around
Now,
Boulder
he
County.
and residents of this area, close to Hygiene, are concerned about what could happen to the ecology if a 20-year-old mining permit for gravel extraction is reissued by the county. Further east up the road, resident Amanda Domenico shares those concerns. She started Save Our St. Vrain Valley. You might have seen their yellow signs around eastern Boulder County.
Well, it's deep pit gravel mining. It's approximately 640 acres, and the permit was approved 20 years ago. So it's a very old permit. It's a special use permit that has a 5-year lapse provision because of the nature of its intensity. That stipulation was added to Land Use Code in 1996. And I don't believe it has ever been used or applied by the county, but the reason being there are obvious changes in conditions over a 20-year period. And special uses are intensive by nature, and it's intended to protect these permits from going on and on. And we had the 2013 floods, so we've had tremendous changes in condition where the topography of the river and the topography of the land has changed significantly. We also had lessons learned where it was previously mined ponds in this valley that ruptured, causing flooding in non-floodplain areas of Longmont. The damage we saw in Pella Crossing that cost taxpayers $3 million. We saw the long-term effects, financial and health effects of that. It was very, very scary here. That whole field was like a river. And we actually live in what land use classifies as a moderate hazard zone, where they say all intensive uses shall be discouraged. So it's not a matter of if we'll flood again, it's a matter of when. So
So
that
it so with the gravel pit mining proposal, I mean, if the permit was issued 20 years ago, nothing's been done with this. What are the latest kind of next steps in this, and why is something happening now after 2 decades?
Right, the permit has changed hands 4 times, and Martin Marietta, being the current owner and the last owner, and they were asked by the state permitting, DRMS, Division for Reclamation, Safety and Mining, in 2011 to put their permit in cessation. The state law is if you mine less than 180 days a year, you are supposed to put your permit in cessation. None of the previous operators did that.
So what does that
But
mean to just basically relinquish the permit, put it in cessation?
to say we're not planning on mining right now and we're kind of putting it in hold. It is a cessation of sorts. And that was done in 2011 for the first time. But our group found the DRMS annual reports dating back to 1998. And the operator, being 4 different ones, each year said they operated less than 180 days, and that they also said the permit is not in cessation. And then in number 11, they're asked, has there been any mining activity? And every year they've said no, underneath their permitting laws or the permitting annual reports to the state. So we brought this to land use's attention in March.
So what are you calling on? Do you want the permit to be revoked because there has not been activity? I mean, is
If
that
there, so all of these activities that I listed do not require a special use. Martin Marietta owns some of this land, and those kinds of uses, like reseeding or weed remediation, is part of land ownership. It has nothing to do. You don't take out a special use for that purpose. They took out a special use for mining purposes, and we have clear evidentiary support that there has been no mining activity. And so the latest is we have appealed Dale cases and land uses decision, and before, and it goes July 25th, we go before BOA, the Board of Adjusters. That is five people that have the authority to revoke his decision, overturn his decision, and potentially apply the 5-year lapse provision.